Oh, hello. This is Aquarius Don Nancy, and this is another Blue Robes Diaries SEO. Alrighty. Well, I just finished the at Get Carinated. Well, basically Get Carinated, but it's at Get Carinated on Instagram. At symbol GETKARENATED. Fitness regimen. It was nice. Body weight class that I'm going to be taking every week now. I'm getting into fitness goals and stuff, and I'll share that even more, but right now I'm just letting that little information out or whatnot. Took my before and after pictures today. I'm going to image SEO them, crop them, blog about it, then share that, or maybe share it first on my Aquarius Don Nancy private account, you know, like that, just like that, before I, you know, do a Canva and place it on something. But either way, I'm going to share that before and after, because when I get to the body building look I want, not really rough, strong, I'm gonna share that journey too and stuff, and start recording certain things. But I'm still figuring out how I'm gonna present that and share that and stuff, to share my journey as a mom who blogs and promotes and does certain things. So, yeah, anyways, so earlier I was sharing stuff about SEO and labels. If you have a blogger, you have a WordPress blog, anything, you would understand that there's categories and then there's labels too that you worry about. Labels are very important. Categories are also very important as well if you're going to use them as part of your SEO strategy. Like, there's one individual, because their name isn't Haitian American, they put Haitian American Archives. That's an example of how someone categorizes. So then that stuff comes up under Haitian American. Now, if someone wants to compete with that, they would just start sharing that. And if their content happens to get a better metric rating or ratings, then they would outdo that person using that type of tactic or method. When I notice certain tactics or methods, I just don't use them because I really don't need to. I would just need to keep the frequency of whatever is getting me under that search up, keep it consistent, quality of content, make sure it's high quality content every single time I update. And if I slow my frequency down to every time I can get an HD quality or a video of HD quality or a good interview in, then I would share that, go ham about that. That's what you would pay for social media marketing or promotion for, if it's not something you're selling or something you want someone to go to their site and purchase or services to see. So it would be promotion, social media promotion. So I would do that. But SEO is where bots read. So anywhere that you can label something category, to put a category, hey, put a category. Example, Marjorie Consulting Services is who's my client, and I take care of social media management for her. And at the pace working for this person, working out for them based on their lifestyle, what they're doing now, what their future goals are, is how I do their SEO. So I shared on my private blog, which is the only place I do, or on Patreon I'd share. I screenshot labels and put different things. That's a business. She's a notary public, remote notary public. She does interpretation. She knows four languages, French, Spanish, English, of course, and Creole. And I don't know what others she might understand, but so she's an asset. I met her in 2005 working for an attorney. She was my boss. We became best friends ever since. Went through so many trials and tribulations, and now as a true supportive friend, she pays me and pays me at cost for things. And if I build a website for her, she pays for that and my time. So it's like great stuff. Or she allows me to use certain things, or, you know, like, it's just a bartering system, or I get paid. At the end of the day, that's a great thing. As of supporting entrepreneur friends, she's an entrepreneur, I'm an entrepreneur. She knows I need to eat, and this is what I do for a living. And I understand she needs my abilities in SEO to help her out, which is what I've been doing for over 10 years for a lot of people and stuff like that. So I have a lot of experience. I've got 20 years experience online dealing with search engine optimization before I even knew that's what they called it. I just knew that I wanted to make sure my information, identifying information were in my title, were in the meta tag sections. I put Hey Online in the meta tag. Since 2001, I've had Hey Online in the meta tag of something. And even though Wayback Machine, I noticed, didn't show my website until like 2012, I've had a website since before then. I even had certain people who try to act like they didn't know no one. In 2005, they were featured on my Flash website. And even my Flash website was coming up because I, on the back end in description areas and things like that, and my images, again, I did image SEO since way back then. Crazy. But anyways, that's what helps keep the content online, SEO. SEO, no matter if it's a grainy SD, because if I'm sharing something in a blog about an old 80s picture and I'm standing in front of a temple like Temple Beth Shalom, where I used to go to school, this Jewish day school, and it's a grainy little picture of me in 1987, I was 5 years old. It's not going to be HD quality. It's not going to be. It's going to be SD. So yeah, I'm not going to get kudos and great metrics for my photo quality, but it's understood with the whole entire content and the subject of that blog post that I'm talking and reminiscing about my upbringing and being raised and in different cultures and just learning different ways of life, religion, and practices, like my prayers. I think I remember a couple, like Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Borei Peri Hagafen, and that stuff that we did for like the bread and wine and things like that. You know, I forget the other prayers. There's two or three prayers, and then there was one we always did, or a combination we did always before lunch. But I don't know. I'll ask my friend Sammy, which I saw the other day on Instagram. Or so, from what I understood, he's in Israel. I'm not sure. Or so like that. Those things where a lot of Israeli American children or children that are of Israeli descent or so, they'll go back to Israel and do pay their dues or something. I forget what they call it. I'll correct myself on another podcast. But anyway, so I shared what it is, labels, tags, meta tags, things like that, in the sections in Blogger of where you would put it, and then you separate by a comma and space and then another word. So those words that you put before the comma are the words that a bot is going to look for. So of course I put Marjorie Consulting Services, MC Services, other ways the brand will be called in the future. And then you've got to keep that in mind and put that in interchangeably. So there's basically 3 to 4, up to 6 ways to say this brand name. So guess what? I have so many multiple ways to speak about this brand without stuffing and without using the same type of wording or all one word type of look or hashtag type of look or things like that or whatnot. And those labels are possible hashtags you can have in the future for that image that's in that blog post to also be in the hashtags on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, any platform really that has a search bar will pick up hashtags. It's if they've integrated it into the user experience, as in making it a search criteria. And I've been doing hashtag searches over 6 years, 7 years now, or so like that, for content. If I can't find it, I'm hoping that the person that owns that brand or the brand ambassador or so like that remember to hashtag things, and then there made it a little easier. Then you can put other identifying words to make it easier to find, let's say Hey Online stuff, and specifically about Hey Online Market, things that I help promote. It might not be shared on the actual Instagram pages or Facebook page or blog page, blogs that are for Hey Online Market, but you will see the hashtag, and I can then later on reference that brand. Because sometimes I might put a brand up just by hashtags and not share it in a blog post yet because I'm still learning the brand, but I want to sit there and show that Hey Online was on it with that brand somewhere, even if you don't pay attention. And that's where I learned certain ways to teach others how to do things under the eyes of competition and competitive software. And that when you're ready to get out there, because you're going to have competitive software using artificial intelligent algorithms looking for your name and anything associated with you online that's connected to the internet, that guess what? They're going to take that information, make up a report, and give your competition, hey, she posts every day, she does this, she does that, this frequency, this duration, this is how many likes, this is how many people around her, this is her makeup. It depends on how much you're spending on things. I know Net Vibes is like, I think $500 or way more a month. And then if you're a big enterprise, that's when they negotiate and you can get consultations. And then it's going to definitely be more if you're a billion dollar company. But when I was using it for free, I would just put in Haitian American and then see who's not using certain variations. So that's why I know for a fact who was doing what and who wasn't. And I just let it be. You can keep doing all I got to do, just like I did with the first Haitian mass camp situation. Just share a blog post from before. And like I was sharing on my thing, it's just funny how the same people saying one other person was the first because they had a celebrity backing and BET type of stuff was the same one that broke the news in 2012, 2013 too, about this girl. Major names. And it's crazy how people do things. And that's what I love about blogs. I love about bots. No matter how deceptive a programmer might want to be, eventually that artificial intelligent bot wants the best information, because if it's in competition with other bots who want real information and that are not being deceitful and deleting info and doing things like how other people and even certain platforms make up things and then take them away just to be able to prove a point that something is what, but it's not. And that's why I don't like to read things online, because you could change things quickly for a person, whereas an actual book, there has to be a reprint, revisions done, that, you know, the old-fashioned way of making stuff on a printing press. So the web can easily change things and manipulate, but as if you understand how people can manipulate the web, then you can understand how to be a better SEO too. Because you can learn how to, in a sense, have the web do your whim. They say that you can't even, say you want something positioned on stuff. Yes, you can. I proved it all the time over the last 10, 15 years. You can position stuff. You can say, I want something to come up under this, and it comes up. You can make up your own combination of words. The problem is you have to give life to those combination of words. And that's also part of SEO, because the same duration of time, you need to give a platform 90 days to understand what is Hey Online Market. Hey Online Market is Haitian American youth online. And even though 20 years ago when I started and put my about that talked about, you know, how parents work so hard, learning the culture, me being born here, wanting to know my culture, knowing others want to know and stuff, talking about how Wyclef made it cool to be Haitian, and talking about, you know, Haitian American youth, this is a place for Haitian American youth and their friends. Since back then, I tapped in friends, put my marination to show why I share other nationalities and other people and other things. And it was always an entrepreneurial based place to give people a safe haven of someone who's supporting them and doing things. So that's why I said Hey Magazine and then Hey Online. It was always supposed to be Hey Magazine and then whatever the online stuff would have been, it would have been the online version. But then after I saw someone do Hey Newspaper, after I gave the ideas to certain people that I was asking for support and help from to learn about how to do business in the Haitian community here in Miami, I just decided to do things a certain way. And in 2005, when I started working for Reamer and George Pierre, I decided to go back in and say, you know what? None of my stuff is on the web from when I used to pay $300 a month to come up under Haiti in Haitian. So, I mean, there's just a lot of things that I used to do back in the day. So I figured out about how to keep my content and my stuff online. And they didn't know it was called SEO back then, or was going to be called that in the future or whatnot. I didn't know much. I just understood computers and how they work in coding and the basis of meta tags, what they do for a bot that's learning and searching and categorizing. Categorization, that's a big thing what bots do to figure out things. Structured data, unstructured data, big data, all those things. When I was sharing those on Facebook, I was giving allusions to what it is that I really look at, while others are just biting information or taking things I put in my status and then putting up a YouTube video about the same subject matter. I did a lot of that to see who it was I needed to watch out for too, because with SEO you got to watch out for your competition, or watch out for those who are within the tier of competition or within the demographic group that's taking what you're doing and running with it and drowning out your effect of becoming a visible entity online presenting that subject matter. So when you see those things and you see that people are hoarded in one place, it makes it easier for you to spread them legs out and use SEO, which means while I spread my legs, I put my brand name in the title section, description section, and hashtag. in the beginning. That's why you see, I think I have a 500 plus posts that say hashtag Haitian American Youth Online written all out long when in the beginning. And then I would also put Hay Online. Because I had competition with Hay for Horses, H-A-Y, never had competition with Haitian anything. I had competition with Hay Online because that's what I wanted. I didn't want to focus on just Haitian American this, because now you got Haitian American Caucus. You have all these different things, Haitian American Museum, all these other entities that weren't around when I first started my stuff online. I'm not saying they weren't around as a nonprofit registered. I'm not saying that they weren't around doing other things, but online prominently where I used to be, like when I was like the highest commenter on LinkedIn when people weren't paying attention to that, or I was just always commenting everywhere I went, because I'm like that. I'm very sociable. If I see a subject or something hits me to talk about, I'll comment and reply and join the conversation, or I might not. And I do really care about the people that I follow and support. It's not just I support you. I don't care who you are, black, blue, purple, Asian, African, Hispanic, whatever. It's I'm sharing and learning from you. It helps me learn more and practice on stuff that I studied. Also, I might connect. I might be able to collaborate with someone. I might be able to do things. So I really do engage genuinely, actually. It's not that. It's not something where just because I might join groups that participate in engagement and in facilitating engagements. I really do find interest. And one big thing I love is babies and kids. I love looking at cute faces. I love the fact that though I wake up always happy in a good disposition always every morning, you could be going through some stuff and then I see a smiling baby, like this little baby, Henry Buzz, on LinkedIn and on Instagram, I'm so sorry. And I really do find, you know, a calm when I see this child's face. And certain accounts I'll follow just because of that, because you know that it just puts you in a pleasant mood, whatever works for you that makes you happy, whatever, you know, drawing, coloring, doing all that stuff. But yeah, it's engaging, because when you post something, you make sure your SEO is on point, then you want to get buzz to it, you want the bots to come to you, you want to see the bots be like, how come 50 people like that post, wow it, then keep presenting that type of content for the bots to keep positioning you under the hashtag for that, like a Hay Online Market. I might share something that has a nice HD video quality and stuff, and that gets clumped into the hashtag search for that on Instagram or Google or on LinkedIn or on Pinterest or whatever and stuff like that, because it was of good quality and a lot of people came to it. Now, if nobody came to it, low quality, it wasn't valuable and it didn't fit the relevancy of certain things, you might not see it come up, or it might come up because that's the only thing that you have going for you in comparison to maybe SD quality stuff. Image SEO, and I'll finish off with that. Alt text and title. Alt text is what you see, you read across a digital screen or so like that. Alt text is what a person who's deaf but can see will read about what your image is when they click over it or pass over it with a cursor, and it shows them the information about that image. Title is what is used when, let's say, you upload something from Instagram to Pinterest, and their title, their bots that want to put a title, picks up that you have a title for that image or whatever. I'm not saying that happens that way, because Instagram, you don't have that control. I'll better use a better example on your blogger that you've SEO'd the image and you've used the Google tools that let you go into the properties section that they've changed the look of with the update. But anyways, I'm the type of snoop because I'm looking for my old tools. Where did you put them? Even before I Google to find out and see the pictures and screenshots of where it is, I'm already looking myself to see, oh, wow, they updated it. What are these three dots? Okay, I see I can add images. I can add video and stuff. And that's why I'll upload video first to my YouTube, then use that YouTube video to be a video in my blog. I've just now helped with funneling traffic, because someone on YouTube, on my blog, might go to my YouTube and then see other videos and other things that I want to have. So maybe the video before it and after it, you position them a certain way for a person to, if they fall on it, maybe you might be an introductory video and be like, hi, my name is Aquarius Don Nancy and this is my blah, blah, blah. So you have an intro, and then you can bring videos, put up another video up after that you SEO'd, put in a blog post, and then from there it funneled traffic from your blog post to your YouTube and like that. So that's why it's good to use products and brands and platforms that offer you a lot of ways to present yourself, and you can share those links. Those links are gold. That's what you use to spread them legs, those spider legs. You're spreading all these spider legs all over the place. You're spreading out like a spider crawls all over. And then another platform or a search platform, like a search bot, is searching for all your little links that you spread all over the place, which your spiders. And then your links are like crumbs that lead people back to the originator. And if you understand that and incorporate that with search engine optimization, that's why I use the same IPs. I use the same phones. I use the same desktop or laptop all the time, or try to, when it comes to me uploading from devices onto the web. So that way there's no confusion who first put it online. And then that way when someone takes it and tries to pass it off as their own, as called plagiarizing and stuff, that's when you're able to understand that an artificial intelligent bot is following the connection that leads right back to you. That helps solidify how good you are in what you do. And that's why sometimes some people want to control the initial dissemination of their content. But after that, a person shouldn't be hoarding that. A person should understand people and use it and just put a large watermark and stuff. And then as Facebook and different platforms offer, and Google's always been offering situations like that, you're able to let the platforms know this is your content. So when someone shares it and doesn't have permission, boom. If they do have permission, hey, great. You know, there is not going to be much problems if there's an investigation and then whatever banned or whatever, they'll lift. But I mean, if you've known this for the last 20 years, which I've known, and I've known this way before because I've loved bots since I was little, if you've known how robotics works and how things work and how things get better and advance and the advancements in science technology, when you're an SEO and you understand that and understand what's changing and how screenshots have always been tracked, I mean, caching, things like that, taking a still of that instance, that time, that date, that millisecond, that time frame, and memorializing it. And you can see it as a cache. And then you, before, when I used to use the word cache on a Google search and stuff like that, and I would click that, and then I would see, wow, that was an old image. But then that would give me an idea of how often the bots come to my pages or how infrequently they do. So it's just a lot of things that taught me how to use it. And SEO is like that. Learn each platform to know how you're going to get the attention of the platform's bots and your audience. And understand when the bots are paying and focusing their attention on you. You know, if you're always getting tripped up by these detections, that also lets you know that you're also being viewed. It could be good and bad. You got to figure out how you're going to use it in a positive way or manner. And also realize that's why you need a blog or a website in case you do get banned or kicked off of something. Now you have to put your energy into getting people and traffic to that. So you might leave Instagram alone, boop Instagram, and just stick to Pinterest and build from there. And then be real, be genuine with your crowd and be like, look, you don't see me on Instagram, just like Young Pharaoh did. I mean, there's just so many ways you can reclaim, and I'm also good at that. I offer those services. Reclaim your SEO, reclaim your identity online. So this was just supposed to be like a short podcast, but I just went in on that. So that's what I shared today, is the labels. And so all those things that I put in the labels that you see on my page that are going to be kicking off tomorrow, you would now, I could put MC services, hashtag MC service, hashtag Marjorie consulting services, things like that. I could put that in hashtag section too. And that helps because now that label that's on the Google blog is also a hashtag on Instagram. Oh, wow. Both bots now know on Google, she's on Google there sharing her content. And then, boom, her name and the name that's associated with her accounts on Instagram and on Twitter and all of these places have that. The image she uploaded, boom, has that in the title, her name or her company name. Branding, 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 branding. SEO is online branding. I don't care what anybody else says, because regardless of you putting out a video from video show and stuff like that, did you title the video or did you just leave it as video show dot blah, 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 whatever? And whatever they gave, did you rename it before you uploaded it after you took it off of video show? That's also part of SEO. That's video SEO. There's image SEO, video SEO, and then there's mobile SEO, learning how to use mobile devices, tablets, and cell phones, and using features to put in words in sections that bots read. It's a lot of stuff. Even cell phones are starting to become a little social media thing now, where if you go into galleries, galleries are helping you find stuff based off of wording that you put, or wording that comes off of, let's say, a screenshot from Instagram. Before, they were showing that when you screenshot something from Instagram, it now, the title will show up in your gallery on your phone, the name of the place you took it from. What do you think that's being done? That's helping every bot that's searching and tracking you know you just took that content from someone else. But they've been able to do that since over 20 years ago, since people have been on the web. A lot of stuff that you see now that they're educating you on is the fundamentals. That's why I say, my dear Watson, that's elementary, my dear. Hashtags are elementary. They're elementary elements. So it's like, you just got to know how to use them well and not bore. And it's fun. I actually like it. It's like, it's almost like you're having fun with bots. And then you also learn the bots that are against you, especially if you're a black marketer, if you're a black blogger, if you're a black mom blogger, you're not getting the same experience as your white counterparts. Trust and believe that. And it's no surprise that I heard from another mom blogger on Instagram that it's also been shared. Instagram has been biased to us and to the point where we didn't have the same amount of visibility, but I've also shared that our behavior, our online behavior also helps that, because if you're a platform helping people in business and you've got a group that has a certain behavior pattern online when it comes to support, purchasing, how they purchase, what they purchase, and we all know the black dollar doesn't come into us. So even though we're promoting to our own and they're saying black owned businesses, so that same person you're saying that to is also still buying from Gucci and going to Gucci site before they go to any one of their 50 friends business sites that are connected to their Instagram. If you've got thousands of businesses, why aren't you trying to figure out where their YouTube is, trying to follow them there or whatever? It doesn't look natural. It doesn't look genuine. And also, guess who's reading that? The marketing bots who are trying to figure out if they're going to help make you visible amongst your crowd of other crabs, or are they going to make you visible amongst the new group that does not have a demographic full of a certain mentality or behavior pattern? Person can hate me and get mad all you want to, but at the end of the day, the reason why AI and a lot of companies feel they know you better than yourself, because they know you're going to lie and say, oh, I support, I do whatever, but you can say you support, but a bot that's tracking you, just like they can track where you're at because of your location or GPS, is also tracking, did you really give enough support? How many times have you gone to your own 2,000 in entrepreneur friends that are connected to you on Facebook and Instagram? How many times have you gone on their platforms and gone through their links in their bio to their Amazon storefront and purchase from them? Did you say, whatever, and I'm just going to purchase it through my stuff, knowing that you could have given that person commission and that commission puts food in their kid's mouth? Just like that person could return the same favor and say, you know what, I won't buy stuff off of Amazon through my account. Let me go through their storefront and help them out with that little bit of change, because you have another demographic who's more willing to do stuff like that. And that hurts us. And the same way in the streets, we don't do black powernomics. It's the same way online, we don't do that and we don't show that behavior. So you can't always say it's racially motivated. Yes, it is, but that's also because that's the behavior we show. So if a programmer already knows that's innately the way our community is, they're not being racist by setting up parameters and certain tasks for a bot to do and look at certain metrics, because they know that 100 people are going to look over a black entrepreneur friend of theirs post and never like it once. Never say that they might buy their stuff or their candles or their lingerie, but yet they're going to Victoria's Secret's page that's not black owned and buying a Victoria's Secret's pink stuff or whatever from them, and leaving their friends, their 20 friends that sell PJs, pajamas, and things like that. or they're not even putting them in the collections. If you go online and you understand what engagement is, why aren't you giving that to your entrepreneur friend? You cannot keep acting like you don't know. And that's why I'm going to start pushing more people to be accountable and you to be accountable of the support you're giving back to these people that are not giving you the same energy you're giving them. It's not fair to you and it's not fair to your kids who are watching you sit on Instagram trying to get up to 10,000 followers, but you're not making a dollar off of that. You're not getting offered 200 or 300 or whatever, or however much money they're offering per post to advertise. You're not getting that. Others are. That have more engaging. So when I tell people to block people, block family, if your mother's not sharing you, that bot knows that's your mother. Don't you think your price per click would be more? Because then the company is predicting, a predicting bot is saying it's going to cost more to get other people to be interested in your brand if your own mother is not interested and she'd rather share your cousin who serves food just like you. If you think artificial intelligence is smart, try and sit and reflect and see, damn, what did a bot make up about me? And how I really support others if I'm expecting the same? Or what does a bot see about a whole community on Instagram and Facebook who we all know are racially biased? What do you think it's doing when you want to go pay for ads and whatever? They're charging you a little bit more for less reach in comparison to another group. They're charging less for more reach because they know if they charge them less and they're letting them be seen by more people, there's more chances of people actually purchasing, buying, or interacting more favorably in a way that will keep them number one or number two social media platform. They're not gonna help you who come from a mix and are surrounded by 3,000 crabs that you have, and you're happy to say you have 3,000 followers, but they never like anything. They never do anything on your stuff. And you're not doing the things to join engaging groups that will actually like your posts, save them in collections, share you with sharing tools. When you're sharing someone with a sharing tool, that helps you with the plagiarism aspect and shows that you're doing positive steps to show the source. So if you're sharing someone's YouTube video, put the YouTube link. If you're sharing someone, like, make sure the link is in where the links are allowed to be, or tell people to go into the bio and then maybe educate people in your highlights. That you keep links in the bio for 24 hours. If someone sees it on a page, in a post saying link in bio, and then it was a day ago, you know, they'll know that, okay, most likely it's not going to be in the bio anymore. And if they really care, what they might do is search in another platform for that, or the one that they might think something's being sold or streamed. That's why links are gold. That's why it's very important to know how to use your bio sections for SEO and just a lot of aspects, and to understand that on top of the Black community having a disparaging ability to get reach and visibility on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all these different spots, based off of our online behavior, you also have to have your SEO on point. So it's just, SEO is big because that's like elementary foundation of how computers work and categorize you and figure out who you are and what you are. So it's not good for you to put Cardi B if you're not Cardi B. It's not good for you to put Beyonce if you're not Beyonce, because you're teaching a bot that you're trying to confuse them. And the worst thing is, if that's bad quality video and you put in Cardi B, Beyonce, why are you even trying to get their attention to your bad stuff? Or why are you trying to get their attention to something you're not going to be able to keep up? If the people you're mentioning are posting every day because they have the millions of dollars to pay 10 people to sit in front of a computer, laptops, and phones all around them to post for them, you think these celebrities are sitting there all day long posting like that? No. Sometimes they're getting their hair done and somebody who's doing what I do for other clients are being told, hey, you know, take this picture of me, put this up of me getting my hair curled, and put a little hashtag or do this or whatever. And after they've learned their behavior, their online behavior, they're able to know, oh, okay, let me take a snapshot of this celebrity or this person doing stuff. But they got people doing it. You are your own self amongst a bunch of 3,000 crabs because you want to show that you have 3,000 following you and stuff that are not sharing you. They're not helping you break out of the invisible mode that Instagram has locked you in, because your own crowd is not showing any interest in your stuff. Based off of, oh, well, I just don't want to give her support. Oh, it looks better than what my stuff is. Or they got a hating mentality.
You got to sort of peep it and don't care about those posts talking about, oh, you too into your stuff. Yeah, you are into it if you're a black entrepreneur. You're trying to make money. You're trying to eat and live. You got people making $100,000 a week. You got people making $1,000 a day, charging a person a 10 bucks, and you want to be stuck amongst 3,000 people? Remember the post I put? If you get 1,000 people to buy your products that are worth 10 bucks, that's $10,000 a month. So you do that math and you see if you're going to keep your cousin or your family or your friends who are not supporting you the right way online. That's why I changed up a lot of stuff on my Facebook. I switched accounts and I said, you know what? Since people think I'm ranting or upset or angry when I'm really speaking to people within the Haitian community that were trying me at that point and stuff, or not sharing certain topics that need to stay, like on molestation and things. I saw some people put videos and stuff after I put that. Like, I did things on purpose, put them in the status to see who would bite and who would share content, but it wasn't ever kept up. That's what got me. I could care less. Get the idea. Do it in your own way, but keep it up. That's a big issue with molestation and rape and incestual things going on in the Haitian community. And people don't talk about pedophilia. But yet these same pedophiles are sitting up in church and these people are 20, 30 years old. And some people still go to church with the person who did it to them. They don't go to jail. And then you got a mom and a dad explaining to you why they're shaking hands with this perpetrator and all these different things. So I shared this years ago. And it's like you have groups of people, they have nonprofits, but you still don't see them prominent. And SEO would help, you know. SEO and being all over would help and blast them everywhere. You know, that's why I like to screenshot and show a person how you can Google search this and you see all my content come up and people connected and associated with that content. And when I find other people now, because when I used to put, oh, I need a Haitian American lawyer, or a Haitian American accountant, or somebody of professional status to help me use them as an example of what we can work towards as Haitian Americans born here, not the ones born in Haiti or the ones that come over and stuff, but the ones born here, the ones that are not into compa like me, the ones that are not into certain things like I am. I'm not a typical Haitian American kid that's sitting there trying to go to the Haitian bal or be all up in some Haitian restaurant all the time. I actually like more Italian foods than that. Like my Jamaican ex would call me a fake Haitian. You know, I don't like lumbee. I don't like a lot of things. I'm free Thai. I don't really care for that too much. There's just a lot of things I don't like and I'm not into, but I still wanted to know about the professionals within my community who are willing to come to my stuff. I remember years ago, I asked someone to come to a hole in the wall or like one of the crunk parties where Billy Blue was going to be. And this person said, oh, I don't go to those things. But yet he asked me to help promote a $100 gala for Haitian Americans to go to help with a scholarship. Nah, you have a lot of kids in the hood who want to represent their flag, but don't know how many people back in the day were acting like, well, they didn't want to go and be in that spot. And then when they saw it was popular, social media gets big, now they want to be all up in the spot. Okay, great. But how are you keeping that content online? How are you using stuff to help support another, not just your circle? Anyone you should help and support. And after years of doing that and showing that, even though I was being shown a certain way, I still shared people. But after I got one group asking me why did I share their stuff, I just stopped and I just slap it on a page on my website, put for search engines not to search it, even though bots still will search it. They just won't put it up as a result on a search, just to show I know about you. I'm just not sharing it anymore. Because that used to hurt my feelings, but bother me, because I put a lot of energy and did image SEO, did all that stuff. And they see it and then they ask me who gave permission. You would want someone to help brand and spread you out to another demographic. But some people think that because they have more engagement that they're the only one being seen and they're the biggest, their demographic is the most important. No, there's one person who looks big, but her demographic is college students that are females. Over 60% are females that follow her from a desktop, while me, majority of mine is from mobile. If I've been using my cell phone since 2013 and not using a laptop or computer unless I needed to build something like the blog I built for a doctor the other day, did for a doctor a week ago, last week, I use the computer, yes, but I've been using my phone on purpose because if I'm going to help someone who's just like me, a single mom, strapped, got to work, I do construction, longshoreman stuff, and all they have is their cell phone and their data plan, I'm able to now consult someone and say, hey, don't feel bad that you can't afford internet even at $20 a month. Use your data. Use your phone. This is how I use it. I don't open everything that someone sends me. And I know a lot of people thought I was being away, but there was a reason why I didn't open every YouTube and stuff. I didn't need my data eaten up because I needed to use it the next day to share something to help my business stay online and stay afloat. And just that would help me with word of mouth, get business and work behind the scenes for a lot of people. That this individual that has a lot of females on their desktop, college educated and certain... because I paid for competition analysis of certain people, especially a pesky individual, just to know, not to really stress about them on that aspect. Use all the celebrity backing, but if you're not using SEO right, if you're not using your prowess right online, if you're not doing certain practices and you're also plagiarizing and you were known for that, a bot was tracking your behavior. And I kept sharing that, your online behavior. What's your online behavior? Like, how you doing? How you doing? That's how I used to use it in my Wendy Williams voice and put in parentheses or whatever. How are you doing online? How are you acting? Are you doing things right? Are you giving credit to where you got your information? You know, just like that. But anyways, have a great day. And this was Aquarius Don Nancy with, Blue Diaries SEO. It's basically a way to, like, as a diary, you write anything you want, any way, anyhow. And you just, like, rough draftly, I'm just speaking about anything with no structure, no rhyme or reason, you know. So sometimes I go off on a tangent, but I shared what I needed to share. And those who are following certain areas that see what I'm talking about that I posted that I'm about to delete tomorrow will understand and put piece the dots of what this podcast is about. So you can find me at Aquarius Don Nancy. I am selective of who I allow in, and then I kick out too, because the whole point is just for me to put it there. I'm not stressing engagement. I'd love engagement, but I'm not worrying about that because I'm always on Hey Online or in a client's accounts. And I'm right now, I'm focusing on Hey Online Market with Pinterest and promoting. So that's what I'm doing now. So Pinterest is really good. I hope they never turn into how Instagram has turned or Facebook when it comes to marketing. Be fair. And just I hope they keep their model of social media marketing. They're going to always keep a person like me coming. And then next, I'm going to try Twitter marketing. And then that will be it. Because all the other places, if I've been on, you guys, over 10 years. Yeah, I've been on it, Facebook 2008. Was it 2008? Yeah, 2008. Because I learned about them in 2007, around that time, when I was pregnant and I lost my first baby. I had her at 5 months. She was born alive, but I ended up having to let her be taken off of life support. And that's why I have my baby Angel. She would have been 13. But that's when I learned about Facebook, around that time when I first went to my first state college. And then I've been on it ever since, after MySpace, because I saw MySpace was going to take it downhill. And I'm still on MySpace now. So I'm on a lot of places that a lot of people ignore. Hey, it is what it is. SEO is spread out, but you got to maintain these spots, or you got to keep tabs on, you know, when you do your social media audits, what are you doing? And if they're still coming up in search, and why they're coming up in search. So this is Aquarius Don Nancy with Blue Robes Diaries. That's why I started this. That's why it's in this format. It's like a diary of SEO, or if it's Aquarius Don Nancy. Blue Robes Diaries, Aquarius Don Nancy, that's just my life and whatever I want to share for that day. So have a great day. And if you want to donate and support, you can go to my Cash App, which is the $ Aquarius Nancy, AQUARIUSNANCY, or you can go to my Patreon, and at certain levels per month, you get business services. You get detailed information about SEO and certain things I've done in certain practices and all my tactics that I use on my clients. And basically that. So you'll find that under Aquarius Don Nancy or Hey Online Media. Have a great night. I'm feeling rejuvenated. I'm going to go take my shower since I just got carinated a bit ago. did a long blog podcast, but yeah, just had to get some things off on that. Bye.